At the 2013 annual meat conference, I am visiting with two of our presenters here on a workshop titled Crisis Management, Fact versus Fiction. I have with me Sue Bora, who is Senior Vice President of Communications for the Food Marketing Institute, and Eric Mittenthal, VP Public Affairs for the American Meat Institute. I'd like to get your thoughts. We'll just kind of go one at a time here, whoever wants to go first, on what you think is a very important takeaway for retailers looking at this issue.
Well, certainly in FMI, we represent all our nation's supermarkets and the retailers who are supplying foods to their customers. And their relationship with their customers is extremely important. So whenever any kind of issue occurs, be it in the meat department or other department, they want to be able to communicate rapidly, effectively, with as much information as at all possible. So things like knowing an issue's coming down the pike, it's critically important to plan ahead, to have information ready to go, and to be proactive to communicate what we think might be happening moving forward.
How about you, Eric, when you look at some of the issues, the things that come up that have to be dealt with?
Yeah, you know, we're constantly looking at what issues are out there being discussed, what might come up on the horizon and might get attention. And our goal is to make sure that we're prepared for them, have materials ready for them so that if something pops up, we have the information available and can share that in a way that is going to be effective and be able to share the messages with a variety of different outlets as well.
We've seen a number of issues that have crept up. Crisis is a word that's way overused, especially in the media today, but still we've had some real ones that have had a real impact on the industry. I think I heard in some of the closing questions, how do you know and prepare ahead of time? What are some of the ways that you try to do that?
Well, certainly the first step is, you know, being prepared and knowing what issues might gain attention. You never know exactly how something's going to play out. You never know exactly when the best time to react is. Part of that's experience, part of that's gut. There's never a perfect answer to it, but you have to be able to evaluate the situation as a whole, understand how things are being communicated, who is actually doing the communicating, and respond in a way that's effective.
How do you do that over at FMI?
Well, first and foremost, it's maybe splitting the issue into a couple of compartments. So food safety is the number one priority for any retailer. So any issues that pertain to food safety, we're going to get the facts, we're going to get the science, we're going to get the understanding and manage it and communicate it appropriately. But what's happening in today's world is that consumers' confidence in the food supply has been shaken in some respects. And it's not always the food safety issue. People don't know how their food is made anymore, and sometimes they hear different approaches that are being used by the food industry, and they've decided they don't like it for whatever reason. And those become more challenging issues of how do you communicate on that? How do you let them know how their food is made and got from the farm to the table in a way that makes sense and that they can understand it and appreciate all the intricacies of today's modern food supply?
In your area, do you also have to at all contend with some of the issues that are maybe non-food with your retailer members? Like things, I'm thinking more along the lines of, you know, on the pharmaceutical shelves and stuff that, you know, have a relationship, but certainly there have been some crises there too.
Certainly, if we sell it on our shelves, we will pay attention to it. But for the most part, I think the food supermarkets are in the business for food, and the other things come along with that. So we pay most attention to the food.
One of the things that I also would kind of like your perspective and thoughts on is we're in a social media world where everybody is a journalist, essentially. Things can blow up very quickly. And does this kind of put the burden on retailers to be active and ready to jump into the conversation?
Most retailers are working in social media. Most of them actually have a Facebook page, and they're monitoring what's being said about their companies, about on the tweets that are coming out, all the other things that they're watching. And I think the trust between the retailers and their customers, you're seeing it come through on that. So we had a situation where one of our retailers talked about what they were concerned about on the menu labeling issue, but the media only picked up a small soundbite. The president of the company went out and said, this is why I believe what I believe about this issue, and you should. The responses from their customers was, thank you for explaining to me. Now I understand, because the soundbite that they heard on the news was only this much of the whole story. So he was able to tell his story to his customers utilizing his Facebook page communications.
Well, I come from a traditional media background myself, embraced the whole social media thing, and we're now in that world, of course, but it's no longer just, here's our message and we tell it to you. It's very interactive. That's also led for what always should be there is a real need for transparency, and that word just can't be emphasized enough. How about from AMI standpoint?
Yeah, transparency is extremely important, and from the meat industry's perspective, you know, I think there's a perception outside of the industry that we're not particularly transparent, and that's something we really do want to change. We recently put out a video that has a tour of a meat packing plant with Temple Grandin, shows the entire process from when the animals arrive in the plant to when they're slaughtered. And so we always get a lot of questions. What does it look like when it actually happens? We want to be able to show that. And so we've done it with beef. We're going to do it with pork as well. And it's part of our goal of being able to show that and be open and honest about what actually occurs.
So just last question, what would be the one thing for each of you most wanted your audience here to take away with them?
Well, I think the importance of planning and being aware and prepared for when a crisis might hit, know which issues might be out there, don't go into hiding if something happens, and be transparent. Transparency is important, and the use of visuals as well. I think having visuals available is part of that transparency. Let people know what things look like and how they actually occur.
And you, Sue?
I would certainly agree with everything Eric said about the planning and being prepared. But I think understanding today's communication world, and that's, I think, harder for folks to understand, that we're not in a one-dimensional communications anymore. We're into engaging and in discussions with one another, so that we need to listen to everything the consumer is saying and be able to provide the resources that they need, not just what we think they need.
Well, great thoughts here. Interesting discussion at the annual meat conference. Visiting here with Sue Bora and Eric Mittenthal. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.